are Indian people, Prof, more vulnerable to contracting COVID-19 and succumbing to COVID-19?
So, Maulana, unfortunately, it appears so. And this is independent of the high prevalence of diabetes, hypertension, obesity, as an example, which are risk factors for developing severe disease. In South Africa, it appears that being Indian, of Indian descent, is associated with about 40% greater risk of actually dying of COVID-19, especially after people are hospitalized. So it seems that Indian ancestry is associated with a high risk. The exact reason for that is probably unclear. Whether or not it's a genetic predisposition remains to be established, but it also might be that people that end up with severe disease and end up passing on are usually infected with a much higher viral load. So they are exposed to much more virus. And that could be possibly due to the sort of social engagement that exists in the Indian community.
So Indians have a double challenge then. On the one hand, just by being Indian, you are at greater risk of contracting and succumbing to the disease. On the other hand, some of the comorbidities are found to be more prevalent in Indian communities, like obesity, diabetes, blood pressure, etc.
Correct. So the contracting of the virus, that is obviously more related to behavior and other sort of issues around the manner in which we engage. But as you correctly point out, being of Indian descent coupled with all of this high prevalence of other illnesses, the diabetes, the obesity, unfortunately, it is somewhat of a double whammy.
Is there research ongoing in this regard globally to try and get to the bottom of it? Is this a trend with Indians beyond South Africa, or only in South Africa?
So I haven't really studied the data from the United Kingdom, but as you probably aware, especially during the course of the second wave and even in the first wave, the Indian community in the United Kingdom appeared to have been disproportionately affected as well. Whether that, again, was because of the high prevalence of comorbidities or whether it was an independent risk factor, I think that analysis I haven't yet seen, but I wouldn't be too surprised, given what we've seen in South Africa, that might well be the case.